Eastern Kentucky University President Michael Benson said the just-signed-into-law pension reform measure is, quote, the best option of some challenging options. Comprehensive universities like EKU have until next April to decide how they want to move forward. But for now, the school contribution rate toward pensions will remain at 49%. Benson said that's what the university's Board of Regents based its budget-making decisions on.
We kind of know what's ahead of us. The certainty in our budget is very, very beneficial to us moving forward, at least for this current fiscal year. But we have some difficult decisions still ahead of us.
Benson noted that will include whether to pay a lump sum amount to exit the state retirement system or pay over time. He said no adjustments to the current budget at EKU are anticipated, at least related to pension costs. Benson says administrators are keeping tabs on fluctuating enrollment numbers. University leaders will need to decide by next spring whether or not to exit the state retirement system. And Benson says paying one lump sum brings with it other issues to consider.
It would go into our kind of our bonding capacity if we decide to buy out of the system. Are we able to issue our own bonds? Would the state help us? Would they be our backstop, as it were? What is exactly the liability? What is that number? Because that number tends to move.
Michael Benson says it's important to be fair to university employees while also recognizing the importance of keeping the school in solid financial shape. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.